Welcome back to How to Get the Girl. This is your host, Kate James, here with two of my good friends, Maddie and Patrick Cobb.
Hi.
Can you guys go ahead and just introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourselves, what you're studying in college. We just want our audience to kind of get to know you.
I'm Maddie Cobb. I'm a senior and I'm studying ad communications and journalism. And this is my husband, Patrick.
Yeah, I'm a major, and I'm also a senior.
And you guys are married, right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so first things first, how did you guys meet?
You take it.
one of my best friends, like a few years ago, his girlfriend at the time, now his wife, was good friends with Maddie. And they would always tell me all about her, and like, hey, you should date this girl, you really need to talk to her and all this. And I didn't get to meet her for a while, but we finally met at their engagement party, and it was honestly a little awkward.
Yeah. But, before the engagement party, they also were talking Patrick up to me, and they never made any sort of effort to get us together except for, like, one time, and I was out of town.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we met at their engagement party. It was very awkward.
Yeah, we were gonna see each other again for like a few months. Then we actually had a class together.
Oh my gosh!
It was
intro to poultry science.
Spring of 2022. It was like
2020.
Yeah, sorry, 2020.
It was 2 months ago.
2020. Our class got cut in half because of COVID, so like we only saw each other for a short, like for the very first part of the class. But
yeah, but that's like when started talking stuff.
So yeah, I saw him last one day, and
he saw me first.
He'll tell it.
I saw her one day in class, like sitting a few seats over from me. And I was like, oh, hey, I remember her. And then she got up and walked past me, and I was like, oh, hey, how are you doing? And she just like gave me this stare, like she had no idea who I was.
Maddie.
Oh, I didn't even recognize you. Then turned around and walked off. So.
Oh my gosh.
I think it was right then where I was like, that's my cute wife.
No, you can't.
That was the moment. That was the moment that sealed the deal. So, Patrick, how did you talk to Maddie after that? Like, how did you get over that initial rejection almost?
So, she added me on Snapchat one day.
Well, the weird thing about Snapchat is that I was just on Snapchat because it was COVID. I was at home doing nothing, and his name popped up. It was on the list of like people you may know.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I remember him, so I went and added him. And now, okay.
Again, I opened up to a message that just said, "How big is your closet?"
What? And I was
super confused, and I was like.
Man, she really gets right to the point, doesn't she, Pat?
Yeah, it's closet size, but I found out later that, so the duplex that I was living in, at the time, she was also looking for a place to live with her friend, Lauren, and somebody suggested y'all live at that duplex or something?
So it was our mutual friend that we met through Nico, Patrick, and he lived at the duplex. I think is the one that told me that they had availability. So me and Lauren looked at them. Well, we knew Patrick lived there, so I texted him asking how big the closets were. We were curious, and then that led to us talking. And eventually, Patrick invited us to come to his duplex when Lauren and I were in town, so we could see it because the landlord doesn't do like a tour. So,
right. And just to correct, you were going to see the closet, not Patrick, right?
Basically, yeah. Yeah, when we left, it was very awkward when we were there. It was super awkward because Patrick and I had only met once and saw each other in class and then started talking. And at that time, we were talking every day, all day. And when we left, my roommate Lauren was like, so are you and that guy kind of like dating? And I was like... Oh, we're talking right now.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so when was y'all's first official date? And Patrick, how did you, like, give some pointers for guys in college? How did you plan that date?
Well, honestly, it was kind of hard because we were living 3.5 hours away from each other at the time.
Right.
Because we were both back home. I was working a bunch for my grandpa and stuff. And, yeah, we were, like, talking on the phone and everything. And, like, yeah, I just was kind of like, hey, we should meet up sometime.
I told my friend, I said, when is he ever going to ask me on a date?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
We have been talking for months. Like, this is summertime when we went on our date.
Was literally, like, a month after we started talking.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was in May. We started talking in
May. Okay.
A month.
Our first date was in the summer, though.
In May.
Okay. You know, I don't remember that.
No, you don't. But, well, yeah, it was hard because it's not like I'm just going to drive all the way up there, you know,
it was mean to you.
Right.
She only wanted you for your closet.
Yeah, she only wanted to see the closet.
And the closets were not big.
No.
wasn't even worth it.
Yeah, it was not really.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, obviously something had to go right because you guys only dated for a year before you got engaged. So. Yeah. I'm really wanting to know, Patrick, like, can you give guys advice? How did you know that Maddie was the one, and how did you intentionally pursue her in that amount of time? And, like, how did you know that that relationship was it?
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just the first time I've ever, like, talked or dated somebody that, like, it just all felt right.
Yeah.
All the time.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I don't know. I think we're both just pretty intentional with our dating. Like, we're, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We knew what we both wanted.
We pretty much showed up to the date and said, this is what I'm looking for, and I'm not wasting my time.
Yeah, I like that.
Either one of us would have, like, hung around just to be like, oh, you know, I'll date him for a little bit just for fun.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, the purpose was marriage, basically.
Yeah.
From the get-go, which is how it should be.
We were really, like, involved in our faith, and so we knew that if our significant others, you know, values weren't going to line up, then we weren't going to just, like, waste our time. We were both in the, like, right spot in our faith.
Yeah. We're both pretty evenly matched. Evenly yoked, I think.
Is that what they say?
I love that. So
I can tell you when it was for me.
Tell me, Maddie.
He took me to Bronx.
Yeah. For driving
Maddie, man, a closet and some ice cream. She's a really simple girl.
Yeah, the closet was crappy, but the Bronx was good.
Oh my gosh.
You didn't even get ice cream.
No.
Because I felt so weird having a milkshake. I was
nervous. I didn't even eat all my food.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I was going to vomit at any second. I hadn't been on a date in years. It was, like, middle of COVID. Aww. I barely did. Like, we talked every day, but we didn't know each other, like, deeply yet.
Right.
Yeah, like, we hadn't learned each other yet.
Right.
Yeah, but it was cool. Met halfway in between at a driving movie. Got problems. It was good.
Yeah. I love that.
And we did that like one or two more times.
We went one more time to the movies, and then we were back in College Station.
Yeah, and then there was a few times there where, like, you would come down to hang out with Lane or something, and hang out.
Yeah.
And then I went up there later on in the year.
Tell me about being married while still being in college. What are some of the positives and some of the challenges of that?
It's interesting. It's awesome.
Yeah, no,
but
great.
It's different because nobody else is, like, on our level.
Yeah, everybody's
always,
like, great.
Like, telling other college students you're married is one of the most, like, getting told you're old, basically.
Right.
Because their reaction is not always like, oh my god, congratulations. Oh my god, that's the last thing on my mind.
Quite a few friends that got married in college.
We do, but they beat us to graduation, so they're...
Well, yeah, but, I mean...
Gone.
Right.
Yeah, now...
It's really awesome. We really like it, because we enjoy being around each other, and, like, we love coming home and having our own little routine and everything, But where I would say it's challenging is just because nobody else is married, so our friends are very different in what they want to do.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And so hanging out with other people is really hard.
I'd imagine so. Yeah, because most people aren't even thinking about getting married in college. Yeah. That's like a separate stage of life. But I think that's really cool to have found the person and you just know, and then you get to experience college while you're still married.
Yeah, right. That's the cool thing. It's like we're getting to experience, you know, college, getting out, trying to find our first jobs, like all that
together.
Yeah. Right.
And we're gonna, you know, just building like a super strong relationship, I feel like.
Yeah. And that was kind of like the point is when we were, because you, like you said, we got engaged and then had a 3.5 months in between our wedding date. And everyone was like, why so fast? Why not wait for graduation, you know? And we're like, we want to experience life together as soon as possible.
Yeah. And like a lot of people were, you know, say like, oh, why don't you wait till you have a good job? You can like make
there will
money
never
and,
be
like,
a
support.
Good
like,
time.
Yeah, like,
right.
I don't know. We are going through the struggle together. And I think that's better for us. But
I really love that. Can you give me, like, your best relationship advice based on the time that you were dating and through your marriage? If you could give any advice to other people looking to get into a relationship, what would it be?
I would say just always being 100% yourself because, I don't know, a lot of people try to be who, like, the other person wants them to be early on or whatever, and, like, not work in the long run.
For sure, yeah.
Eventually, I mean, it's got to be real with yourself and real with who you're trying to do.
Yeah, and I think that's why we clicked so fast is because we were both so, you know, who cares? Nobody cares what you're pretending to be. Just be yourself and, like, enjoy what you're doing. And we were both so goofy that we did not hold back. But I would also say, like, intentionality, because we were so intentional with everything we did that, you know, just to keep while in the dating process and, you know, throughout the rest of your life, everything you should do should have some sort of purpose behind it.
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
If you're out there, you know, and just date just for the heck of it and don't even know what you want, or which I guess you kind of sometimes can find that while dating for whatever, but it worked out for us. Not doing that.
What did you see in Patrick? What things did he do that made him stand out from other guys? Because I think a lot of college guys are wanting to know, how do I stand out from the crowd in this girl's mind?
So one thing that comes to my head that a lot of people you can't just do, he's very shy.
Mm-hmm.
So invited. So the closer I got to him, the more I got to know about him, he opened up a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And but with the being shy and everything, he wasn't pushy. He was never cocky or trying to show off. He was, you know, he was just there and he was just trying to figure stuff out. And, you know, and then he's very sweet no matter what. He's thinking about you before he's thinking about himself.
Aww.
Yeah. Aww.
Patrick, what would you say stood out from Natty? Like, for guys who are, you know, trying to figure out, is this girl worth pursuing? What things really stood out to you that you just knew, like, this is worth going after?
I don't know, just kind of stuff like touched on before. I mean, she just, like, she was upfront about what she wanted, and, like, you know, I always knew she was saying something, like, she meant it, and I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like she said, like, we have very, like, similar, we have, like, the same sense of humor, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, she's both goofy, and, yeah, I don't know, it was easy, basically.
That's awesome. What are y'all's plans for the future? What is in store next for Maddie and Patrick Cobb?
Oh, gosh, we got a lot of plans.
Yeah.
Well, starters, we're going to graduate soon. And
find jobs.
Yes. Patrick is a pilot and is working to become a commercial airline pilot. So that is his big life goal.
Yep.
And you know, I don't really have any career goals. That is, my goal is to be happy
and to have a good, and to have a big closet, right, Maddie?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm not gonna pay for my closet.
Amazing. Well, thank you guys so much for your time today. Listeners, I hope you have taken away some great advice from Maddie and Patrick that helps you get the girl. Thanks for listening, and if you didn't catch the first episode, make sure to head over to Spotify and check it out.